is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Church, say amen. If we didn't have such a jam-packed day, amen, I probably could have stayed here for the next 23 hours. Amen. But if you have your Bible, very familiar text, Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. It says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." I just want to talk about God's power at work in us. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, God's power is at work in you." Many of you have heard me say many times that the book of Ephesians is a very special book. Amen. Granted that 2 Timothy, Paul writes at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, he says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But even with scripture, there are some high points. Y'all don't mind if I take my time. There are some high points. You see, a traveler may have seen many beautiful mountain views, but when he or she comes to the Alps, he or she says, wow, here is a place to stop for a while and just gaze at the beauty. And it is the same way with the book of Ephesians. I have said that the book of Ephesians is, to me, one of Paul's most powerful letters. Because Paul does something in chapters 1, 2, and 3 where he lays a doctrinal foundation. And then verses 4, 5, and 6, he tells the believer, I'm talking about you and I, he tells us how we ought to behave. Go back and read it. Amen.
Good news.
He tells us, praise God. You see, and in this third chapter, we find that the Apostle Paul talks about this great mystery. He declares it in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, and this is the mystery. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, amen, of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In other words, he's laying open this gospel for each and every last one of us and everybody in here today. Praise God, if you are not a Jew, you ought to be clapping for joy. Because he opened up this thing called salvation for you being a Gentile. Paul did not just stop there in his doctrinal teaching. He made this after making this mystery known, but Paul even said, praise God, that it was him. And he calls himself the less, praise God, than the least of all saints whom God gave the message to preach, to teach, to live before men, the unsearchable riches, praise God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We find that Paul writes this letter, amen, from a prison cell. This is one of his prison epistles. History tells us somewhere between 60 and 64 AD. And as he explains this mystery praise God, and his calling to preach unto the Gentiles. If you would look at verse 14,
yes, sir.
Paul begins to pray.
Yeah.
How many of y'all in here are glad that we have the power to pray?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What a power that we have. We see that he begins to pray.
Yeah.
And there are four specific things, amen, that he prays and asks God about.
Yeah.
You look at verse 16, he asks God that the church, that it might be strengthened.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
With might. Yeah. Praise God. With the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
In that inner man.
Yeah.
Can I remind, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
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 Yeah. Neighbor.
Just in case you didn't know.
You the church.
And what he's saying, that you be strengthened, amen, with God's Spirit in your inner man. In other words, he is asking that the Holy Spirit indwells in our lives, praise God, as we go about representing the church of God. Oh, there's a reason for that. I'm not going to get into that all that today, because if I did, we'll be here until 2 o'clock this evening. But praise God. But that was the first thing he asked. But the second thing that he asks is in verse 17. He says that Christ dwells in their hearts by faith. Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all don't know how powerful that is.
Amen.
He said that he dwell in our hearts, praise God. In other words, he wanted them to know that it is through grace that we are saved by faith, not of yourselves. Because he didn't want any one of y'all to be walking around here trying to be braggadocious. Praise God, about what you've done. What I've done. Look what I've done. No, he's letting you know that it was his unmerited grace, praise God, that you are saved through faith in him. Third thing that he asks, that we know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. Oh, how important that is. You see, if we know the love of Christ and apply that love in our hearts, praise God, we will love one another. And when we love one another, we will forgive one another. When we forgive one another, we will serve one another. So Paul is praying these things. And then when I look at that last thing that he prays for in 19th verse, the B clause of the 19th verse, he said that they be filled with the fullness of God. How many of y'all want to be filled with the fullness of God? Man, every hand should have went up. Every leg should have gone up. Every toe should have gone up. You want to know why? Because if you are full of the fullness of God, there will be no room for the foolishness of men. Amen. So he prayed for those things. Amen. And then after that, he began to praise God. Because those of you all that been around the church know that. Now unto him that is able. Amen. To do. Oh, Lord, I like that. Exceedingly. Abundantly. Above all that you could ask a thing. Man, I'm going to tell you something. There's some folks that can ask for some things in here. There are some folks who could think of some things in here today. But guess what? He says that unto him that is able, praise God, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Can you imagine that? If I were to go around the horn of plenty this morning and ask you, what are the things that you're asking for this morning? Man, we'll be here until tomorrow.
Yes,
if
sir,
I stay in here and ask you, what are some of the things you think? But I don't care what you ask. I don't care what you think. What the word said, praise God, that he can do abundantly, exceedingly, above all of that. Praise God. And I got to ask a question. Who would not serve a God like that? Amen. He was given a doxology when he closed out what he called the doctrinal portion of the book of Ephesians.
Yeah.
In other words, a doxology was nothing more than a praise to his God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all he's doing. He's just praising God.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like y'all were just praising God here a minute ago through some.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, we have a lot to praise God for today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but I might as well go there.
Yeah,
Sister Smith, somebody said, what are you praising him for?
Yeah.
He woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. What are you praising him for?
Yeah.
He woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
What are you praising him for? He woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I don't care if you ask me now or you ask me tonight.
Yeah.
Ask me, why am I praising him? I'm going to say, because he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, and praise God. And I tell you what, there is nothing else that I can do but praise him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So when we look at our topic, God's power at work in us. I have two things that I want to share, and we're going to go home. Is that all right? I didn't hear too many people say all right, so that means they must want me to go ahead and share about 20 things. Amen.
Two more hours.
See, Brother Hamilton, I'm looking to try to see. Nobody said nothing, so I guess they want me to stand here for the next 2-3 hours. Amen. You see, first thing that we see in this text is that we see the power of God has no limits. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the God we serve, his power has no limits. Praise God. Look at verse 20 again. He says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You know what this tells me? This tells me that the God that I serve, that he has all power, and that his power has no limits. Amen. Praise God. And we see the demonstration of his power throughout the Bible. Can I just share three with you, then we're going to move on to the second point. Praise God. You see, we see his power in the flood. And when we see his power in the flood, it really demonstrates his power that he has over nature and natural things. Amen. Because if you go back and read Genesis chapters 6-9, and that's some good homework for you. Praise God. The flood did not just happen, but was planned by God.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And it was announced to Noah by God. Praise God, at least 120 years. Praise God, before it happened. Oh, yeah, and if you look at Genesis chapter 7, verse 4, and Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, praise God, God controlled the rain. He controlled the fountains of this earth. In fact, in Genesis chapter 7, verse 4, he specifically says, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And not only did he cause the rain to fall, but God made sure. I got to point this out. He made sure that the rain or the water would remain upon the face of the earth for 150 days.
Yeah.
Not 149.
Yeah.
And not 138.
Yes.
Bible says 150 days. Praise God. You know why? Because he had to destroy, praise God, sin. You see, sin had raised its ugly head, praise God, and he had to show through his power his hatred of sin. Now, you heard me say his hatred of sin, not the hatred of mankind, because that was a whole bunch of folk that died. You see, he had to wipe out sin to preserve mankind from the destruction of sin. Praise God. So we see his power. Amen, over the flood. And not only do we see his power over the flood, but praise God, he did something else. He made a covenant with us, which shows his power. He said, now, I'm going to destroy this thing again. But to show you that it won't happen by water, I'm gonna put a sign out there. I'm gonna put a sign out there, which is called the rainbow, to let you know that it will not be by water, but it's gonna be by fire the next time. Amen. I never forget. Somebody told me, said, you know, when you're kids, you hear all kinds of crazy things. Somebody told me, say, if you could find the end of a rainbow. Any of y'all heard that? Am I the only one that heard that? If you find the end of a rainbow, praise God, you're going to find a pot of gold. Never forget one time I was out there, and my grandmother must have thought I was going crazy. I said, I see the rainbow. I'm going out there seeking, I find the end of it. And look, like the closer I got, the further the rainbow got. Never could find the end of that rainbow so that I could find my pot of gold. I guess that was a message in that for me. Praise God. If you want to get rich, if you want to acquire some money, praise God, you have to go out there and do some work. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching to somebody today. Amen. You're going to have to go out there. And you're going to have to go out there and work, because there is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And just in case there's somebody else out there who have heard that, who has heard that, praise God, let me just remind you, and let me save you some time. Praise God, don't you go out there trying to find the end of that rainbow. So we see his power, but not only do we see his power in the flood, we see God's power as Jonah was within the belly of a great fish, which tells us and demonstrates his power over human beings as well as the sea world. You see, Jonah thought like a whole lot of people think today. Jonah thought that he could run, praise God, that he could run from God. But can I remind you today? Amen. You can't run from God. Oh, Lord, I know I'm talking to somebody now. You can't run from God. You can't run from God in a bottle of liquor. You can't run from God in some drugs. You can't run from God in all type of illicit sex. Praise God. You cannot run from God. Praise God. And just in case you think you can, amen, the psalmist reminded us. I'll put this on the marquee up there. Psalm 39, verse 7 through 10. Look what the psalmist says. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He said, if I ascend up into heaven, praise God, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, just in case some of y'all that figure you're gonna have a good time, praise God, and just go on to hell. He said, if you make your bed in hell, Praise God. Behold, thou art there. He said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand, praise God, should hold me. What am I trying to say? You see, it was God's power over not only Jonah. It was God's power that was not only over the big fish. Praise God. It's not only God's power that was over the sea that held, praise God, the big fish. But can I tell you something else about his power? It was God's power that caused Jonah, praise God, in the belly of a fish. Oh, Lord. To learn how to do some praying. You know what that tells me? Can I ask you to give me an idea of what you thought was in that fish belly other than Jonah? That was all kinds of stuff. Probably some other decomposed fish that he had swallowed. Probably some other stuff. What am I trying to tell you today? What am I trying to tell myself today? Regardless of the circumstances that you find yourself in, praise God, there is a time that you will be able to pray and ask God to deliver you. And you want to know something? Regardless of the circumstances that you are in, when you pray and ask him, he will listen, because the Bible tells me that he heard him. Amen. And caused the big fish who's supposed to live in the sea to go up on dry land and spit Jonah out. I'm talking about the power of God. But not only do we see his power, praise God, in the flood, not only did we see his power in Jonah's life, but we saw and see and read about his power over the sun and the moon, which demonstrates his power over the entire solar system. Amen. Somebody say, what are you talking about? Do y'all remember that great warrior? I preached about him on the first Sunday in this year, by the name of Jonah. Praise God. Y'all do remember Jonah. Praise God. You remember in the 10th chapter of Jonah. Praise God. Jonah. God gave Jonah victories over Jericho and Ai. And as a result of him giving them victory over, Joshua victory over Ai and, praise God, Jericho. It caused Gibeon, praise God, to come over to his side and be under Israel's umbrella. But you want to know something? Just like anything else, when the time you make up your mind to give your life to Christ, time that you make up your mind that you're going to live right for Christ, the Bible tells us in that same 10th chapter of Joshua that there were five kings of the Amorites who raised their ugly heads and they allied with each other. In other words, they united because they wanted to war against Gibeon. But what Gibeon had this time that he didn't have the last time, he had Israel on his side. So he called for Joshua, praise God, because he heard that they were going to attack him. Joshua was in a little place called Gilgal. And Joshua, along with his army, started riding towards Gibeon. Praise God, to help him end the battle. Can I pause there for a minute? I don't care what it is you're going through on your job. I don't care what it is you're going through in your family. There may be some foes that come up against you. There may be some folks on your job that's trying to eat up on you. It may be five, it